USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Mr. Youngkin, please repeat after me. I, Glenn Youngkin, do solemnly swear.
I, Glenn Youngkin, do solemnly swear.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
It's Inauguration Day in Virginia. During an outdoor ceremony, Republican Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin officially takes office as the state's 74th governor. From the Dakotas to the Carolinas, people are braced for a winter storm that is now bearing down on the upper eastern U.S. Up to a foot of snow has fallen across North Dakota and about 10 inches in areas of Iowa. The storm is expected to loop around and head towards the northeast again on Sunday. Officials say road and airport delays are likely, and motorists will need to slow down and plan for extra travel time to reach their destination. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A fire broke out at an industrial complex in New Jersey. The fire broke out just after 8 at Majestic Industries in Passaic. No injuries were immediately reported. Smoke from the fire billowed across the Hudson River into New York City and more than 50 miles into the Atlantic. Majestic Industries manufactures furniture for casinos. Flames spread to an adjoining building used by Qualco, but didn't reach the chlorine pellets that are manufactured there. Efforts by the White House to pass federal voting rights legislation went nowhere in the Senate after two Democrats made it clear they wouldn't approve changes to the filibuster. Senate Republican Roger Wicker of Mississippi.
Thank heaven for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema this past week for withstanding the browbeating, the unbelievable pressure that they got from their caucus.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The overall totals over the Christmas season were better than expected. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
Americans were in quite the buying mood over this past holiday season, setting a new record for holiday shopping. The National Retail Federation says holiday sales across the U.S. totaled $886.7 billion. The increase was particularly noticeable in November and December when sales, which include those made online, soared by more than 14%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some Democrats are concerned about the White House's response to the Omicron variant of COVID-19. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
A group of 5 Senate Democrats are hitting the White House over the response to the COVID Omicron surge. The group writing a letter to top White House COVID advisor Jeff Zients and citing grave concerns about this current state of preparedness and the response to the latest surge. The Democrats want to know why the Biden administration failed to act earlier to increase access to at-home test kits. The letter was signed by Nevada's Jackie Rosen, Georgia's John Ossoff, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, and 2 Arizonans, Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.